This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231 is the number. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
I invite you to our website. Freetalklive.com is the site, and it's totally free. Everything there, including live streaming, archives, Strand of Female Listeners, and more, all on the house, freetalklive.com. We got to go right to the phones here, Mark. Coming up, though, Karen Tandy, the head of the DEA. She's got some things to say about the evil marijuana. But first, we go to Gary in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Gary.
Yeah, I think it was real interesting on how you were having a conversation with that girl about every time that she'd say that there needs to be a control, and you would be able to come back with the come back for freedom.
Well, you know, some people don't understand that that government is force. Like, and that's all it is. You have, when you force somebody to do something, you have to have a gun in your hand. You have to be willing to use it. Now, you know, generally that's not what happens. Like, for instance, you have a basically peaceful tax system, but every once in a while there's somebody who says, "I don't want to pay," and the government puts them in jail or does whatever they do to them. And every once in a while, in those people, they say, "No, I'm not going to go, and I've got a gun," and so the government shoots them. So, and that's what you've got to be willing to do in these circumstances, if you're willing to use violence for your, to meet whatever end it is. And I say, if that end is punishing murderers, let's use violence. But if that end is what people do with their own livestock, I don't advocate that violence.
Interesting.
Any other thoughts for us?
Well,
yeah.
I don't understand what kind of laws would be possible in that type of world.
What kind of laws that where people...
how would you enforce any laws if you don't have...
The idea is you don't initiate violence on anyone. So a murderer, a rapist, a robber, a bad check writer, anybody who used fraud or violence against someone would have initiated violence. So that's they've initiated it. Then you can use violence against them.
Right. It's only if you're hurting somebody else.
The government doesn't initiate violence against people.
Does that make sense?
I guess so.
Anyway,
on the fear of tax, how much is supposed to be the give back that they're going to give us? Is that going to be the equivalent of like $15,000, $20,000 worth of taxes, and they're going to give that back so those people that are making less than that really won't pay anything?
I would have to assume it's 23% of $20,000.
That's what I understood it, yes.
$4,600.
$4,600, and we're going to get that quarterly, or is it going to be annually?
Wait a minute. I've heard it was less than that. I've heard it was 23% of what a family of $20,000, a family that brings in $20,000 a year only spends a percentage of that on purchasing things.
Maybe you're right.
So they figure out some sort of average amount of whatever the family spend, and I've heard it's as low as $600.
Really?
So I think it would just depend on who you ask. Either way, it's a welfare check for every single American family, and I think there's something seriously disturbing about that.
Why haven't they thought about just on the bare essentials that everybody needs, like, staples of food and soap and shampoo and electricity and utilities and stuff, that they wouldn't charge on that, but then they would charge on... all the other things.
Well,
but that's not the way they're going to do it.
The idea that they're not going to do it that way, definitely not. The idea was is that if they opened it up to, Band-Aids or whatever the most important thing that you could have was, and I don't know whether it's Band-Aids or toilet paper or rice.
Well, then I'd come in and I'd say, well, I manufacture gauze, and that's really important, too.
And then pretty soon you've got everything from Rolex watches to
sailboats. Okay, I see what you're saying.
Now, we're not the spokespeople for the fair tax, but that was their, that was their argument.
And I have to agree.
It makes sense. Anything else on your mind?
Well, the other thing I was going to bring up that I brought up before on another talk show was the perfect way to solve the problem with voting and voting fraud and everything in the United States that they have, and machines not working and hanging chads.
Yeah.
Whenever you go into the driver's license branch to get your driver's license, you're allowed to go ahead and sign up to get your voting. Why don't they assign you a card that you can use in any ATM machine? And then whenever you go to use your card, it doesn't really matter what precinct you're in because that's already been assigned on the card. When you stick your card in, it's pretty easy for the bank system to be as secure as anything they're going to have, and they'd be able to run those numbers off because they batch everything daily.
I think
but
the other
you have a photographic record of who made the vote and the car.
Well, it's a great idea, but the government, you know, whichever party you're talking about, they're pretty thoroughly enmeshed in this voter fraud thing. I mean, it's alleged that Lyndon Johnson got into office based on the votes of dead people in Texas.
I understand that.
And it's also alleged that George Bush is in office based on rigged voting machines in Ohio.
Well, there have been studies that have... I just saw a new study today that revealed that the three most popular voting machines in America, the new electronic voting machines, are easily subject to hackers. Easily. One hacker could change the results of the election. And the other side of what you're saying, Gary, and the other side of what you're saying is that we're not supposed to know who voted for what. One of the points about voting in America is it's an anonymous vote.
Do you see that? It could be that way easily. The only thing that it would prove is the person that used that card is that person.
Here's a
as
question.
Far as what their votes would be, that would be anonymous.
Here's a question for you to consider. What would happen if they had a vote and nobody came? Thanks for the call, Gary. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231.
I think every American should, at least should strongly consider voting.
What if there was a 1% turnout? A 0% turnout.
That 1% would be the people that decided.
In that case, wouldn't it just be the bureaucrats showing up to vote themselves into office? Yeah, at what point would it become illegitimate? At what point, how few people have to vote before everybody just starts laughing at it? Let's talk to Brent in Missouri. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Brent.
Hello.
What's on your mind, sir?
Well, I have a couple of points about the fair tax.
Sure.
First of all, there seemed like there was some confusion about the whole... the inclusive as far as, you know, wanting to know if you go up to the counter, is it going to be, well, here's $100 for your item and then plus $23 for the tax or whatever else. And according to their website, the reason that they quote that 23% is basically that, you know, when you're taxed on your income, they say you earned $100 and we're taking 23 of it for us.
Mm-hmm.
And so why they're quoting it that way is that they want it to the numbers to look similar to the income tax numbers so that it doesn't look worse. Because if you actually quote it the way a sales tax is usually quoted, which is you spend $100 and then we add on whatever percent and then we take that, you know, that's a little bit different.
Doesn't that seem sneaky
exclusive.
To you? Doesn't that seem sneaky?
It is a little bit sneaky.
Well, it's sort of sneaky, it's sort of fair.
Fair? What are you talking about?
Fair. The fairness of it is a comparison to the income tax that currently exists.
But the point about one of the
and
points that Ken
people
made
people don't pay enough attention. You can't tell them hey, there's two, here's two different numbers.
Let
that
me
this
tell
one
you.
Means.
Wait a minute. What do you mean they don't pay attention? When I'm at the store and an item is rung up and that subtotal that total button is hit and that tax adds on there, I notice it. And what we're talking about is taking that out entirely. We're talking about just having the tax included in the price of the products. Nobody's going to pay attention to that.
I agree with what you're saying. What he's talking about is the quotation of the number. And they tell you 23% is what the number is, but it's actually closer to 35% because it's included in the $1 as opposed to above the $1. You know what I mean?
No, I'm confused. Brett, Brett, can you clarify?
Okay. All right, say you spend $100. It's $100 out of your pocket.
Yeah.
The government would keep 23 of those dollars, but 23 is actually about 30%, a little over 30%
of
the $77 that the actual item cost.
You get it?
So the way they quoted
the comparison, it's a fair way to compare it to the current income tax.
Yeah.
But it's sort of an unfair way to compare it. It is an unfair way to compare it.
They're
to
sneaking
the
tax in under the radar.
Essentially. Sales tax.
Right.
Yeah. And so I actually couldn't find anything about whether it was going to be legislated that would be, you know, added on after the fact as far as the actual at the register transaction goes or not. But I just thought that was kind of interesting. I do, however, like the fact that even though they, you know, aside from all of the politicking they're doing and trying to sneak it around and everything, I do think it is more transparent than the current tax system.
Maybe so. Either way, I'll have to oppose it because it is a tax, and taxes are anti-freedom. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate hearing from you. More on the way. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequency. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
The show is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. You can join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com, where we have the wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. We'll get you to it with over 700 unique pages created by you, the listeners. In fact, all kinds of info. Info about the show, the issues we talk about, the hosts on the program, all there at the wiki, all created by you. You can edit it. It's free. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com to get involved. That's wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. And you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. freetalklive.org. As always, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Again, it's the Saturday edition of the show, and anything goes, so take control of the airwaves. Coming up here, starting actually right now, the DEA. Karen Tandy, she is the so-called administrator. She's the head dog there at the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration. And she had a letter published, a letter to the editor, published in the Denver Post. And this was brought to us by one of our listeners. He emailed it to us. Obviously, I don't subscribe to every newspaper in America. So thanks to Robert for
Thank
sending this.
God, they seem to be all full of bad news.
Yeah, well, Jessica, this is her letter. Jessica Pecori hopes her daughter will never smoke marijuana, obviously responding to another letter. Since that's the case, she should hope it remains illegal. The American Academy of Pediatrics opposes the legalization of marijuana, cautioning that, quote, any change in the legal status of marijuana, even limited to adults, could affect the prevalence of use among adolescents. Yes, that's right. It could affect the prevalence of use. As a matter of fact, this woman, by the way, this whole email is, or this whole letter is just full of half-truths and lies.
Absolutely. I would say that most American teenagers, at least my experience, and I'll admit to you that this is not empirical data, but it's what my experience is that it was and is easier to get marijuana than it is to get alcohol, especially liquor.
Sure. You better believe it.
Then what is she talking about here, the age of people?
Well, she says it could, this is the quote from the American Academy of Pediatrics, could affect the prevalence of use. Now, that could actually be taken to mean it could rise or lower, right? Mm. It could, meaning it may or may not do anything, and could affect the prevalence, meaning if it does, it may go up or down. She
right.
doesn't clarify that. In fact, studies have shown in the Netherlands, where they actually have semi-legal marijuana for adults, you can go into a coffee shop, walk right in, and take your pick off of a menu of different brands, different types of marijuana. Mm-hmm. And they found that, okay, yes, when they put the law through, when the legal status was changed from illegal to legal, usage did spike slightly. It did.
Mm-hmm.
Then it went down below the levels that it was at when it was illegal, and it has stayed below those levels. The fact is, kids in the Netherlands don't smoke pot as often or as much as kids in the United States. That's a fact.
They call that the forbidden fruit
yep.
aspect of it. The fact is, some people will do it simply because it's illegal.
It's dangerous.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
I mean, there
it's
are people
illegal.
That won't do it because it's illegal, and there are people that will do it because it's
right.
illegal.
It's got that sexy aura of illegality to it. We're breaking the law.
I mean,
we're so bad.
There's currently lots of things you can get high on that are over the counter.
Sure.
And some kids are doing them, but the vast majority of kids are not doing them.
Well, it doesn't.
They could
have,
be. It doesn't have the forbidden fruit aspect.
Right. Well, she goes on with her lies. She says marijuana's against the law because it's a dangerous, addictive drug. That is a lie. Simple sentence. Big lie. Marijuana's against the law because in 1937 they passed the Marijuana Tax Stamp Act, I believe is what it was called.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember why they passed that?
Wasn't it about hemp and the production of some kind of fabrics?
Textile manufacturers said, whoa. Like, I think DuPont was one of them, allegedly. They said, whoa, this product called hemp. We can't have this. It's getting in the way of Teflon or whatever it was. I don't know. It was one of their products that hemp would have been a major competitor for these companies. And they said, we need to lobby Congress to outlaw this. In fact, here's how we'll do it. We'll mention that the black folks smoke this stuff. In fact, blacks and Hispanics, they smoke it. And you know, everybody knows those guys are bad news. So what they did was they made up a bunch of lies. They came out and they said, this is evil. And if you've seen marijuana or you've seen Reefer Madness, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You know just the extremes that they went to lie about this product. And they said, this marijuana's evil. It's turning kids into killers. It's making kids go insane. And they came up with all kinds of lies. And there was a big fervor about it. And they passed this regulation and they outlawed it, essentially. It had nothing to do with it being so-called dangerous and addictive because it's not dangerous, nor is it addictive. We'll address that in a moment. She goes on, she says, this is a health issue. According to the American Lung Association, marijuana smoke contains 50 to 70% more cancer-causing material than cigarette smoke. Well, if that's true, Karen, then where are all the cancer victims from marijuana smoke. There's plenty of heavy marijuana users, people that smoke multiple times per day. In fact, a study was just done this year that showed, or released this year, that showed that there's no evidence whatsoever that anyone has ever come down with cancer as a result of smoking marijuana. Even chronic, heavy users of marijuana throughout a lifetime. Doesn't happen.
As a matter of fact, it's unlikely that you'll get cancer of the lung from smoking tobacco. It's what the tobacco companies have done to the cigarettes, all the chemicals they put in there to make them that much more addictive. That's what gives you cancer, the additives.
She goes on with the lies. A June United Nations report refers to cannabis as a pandemic.
Well, gee, if the United Nations says it, it must be true.
Yeah, absolutely.
Kofi
Annan, I love him.
Noting an increase in cannabis-related health damage, this might explain why more teens now enter treatment for marijuana dependency than for all other drugs combined, including alcohol.
Well, I'll bet, you know what, the reason for that is because when they get caught with it, they're forced to go into treatment.
Yeah, that's
you
the explanation.
You can't stuff the ballot, lady.
She's saying this might explain, as though she doesn't know the reason, as though she is not aware of the fact that her and her ilk are arresting over 775,000 of your friends and family members every single year for marijuana so-called crimes.
Now get that.
And they're being forced into treatment.
That's 750,000
people. That's more than the populations of some states. That's more than the population of, you know, Wyoming.
It's crazy.
Incredible. These are your friends and family members.
Do we really need to arrest this many people?
She goes on. Today's marijuana is at least 8 times more potent than marijuana of the 1970s. Accordingly, thousands of adolescents whose brains are still developing suffer from depression, memory impairment, and diminished judgment because of marijuana. If this isn't a war on marijuana, I don't know what is. Is she trash-talking heroin? Is she trash-talking some of the other, you know, methamphetamine? She's trash-talking pot. There are millions and millions of recreational marijuana users. Some people have used it their entire lives. Some people have used it, and they become very successful. Lawyers, doctors, nurses, people that are useful in society. There are millions of responsible marijuana users, and they're not brain-damaged, they're not depressed, and their memories are not impaired. I'm sorry. You are a liar. And if you are a responsible marijuana user and you have something to say to Karen Tandy, 1-800-259-9231. But the lies don't stop there. There's more on the way. This is your show. You can take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycocide NS.
What's Mycocide NS?
Mycocide NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It worked great for Dan. He had the worst-looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycocide NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me, too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycocide NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycocide definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycocide NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Dry, cracked heels used to be a real problem for me, especially in the summer when I wear sandals. My husband would say, "Your heels are like sandpaper." But then my podiatrist gave me Calyx ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and smooths cracked heels and calluses using natural enzymes. Calyx never stings or burns and made my heels baby soft. Now they look and feel great. If you have calluses or dry, cracked heels, try Calyx ointment. You can find it at Walgreens and Long's in the foot care section.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
United States Pharmacopeia, USP, sets the standard for most food supplements and are used in over 95% of all vitamin and mineral supplements in the world. The problem is that these products have never appeared in any living tissue. They're created in laboratories and are not recognizable to the body's metabolism. Grown by Nature products are different because they use renatured ingredients, proprietary blends of essential vitamins and minerals with cofactors of proteins, lipids, and complex carbohydrates. Over 50 studies have been conducted on renatured nutrients, and over 20 have been published in peer-reviewed journals proclaiming their superiority. As a result, Grown by Nature vitamins and supplements are now recognized as simply the best available. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Grown by Nature products today. We are what we eat, and since we are of nature, we should eat foods in their natural form. Only Grown by Nature offers a full line of renatured nutrients. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, because not all products are grown by nature, but they should be.
Thank you for listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. Take control of the airwaves. Live Saturday edition of the program. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. If you agree with Karen Tandy, the administrator of the USDEA, Drug Enforcement Administration, that marijuana should stay illegal, which is what she's saying in this letter to the Denver Post that we're sharing with you. If you agree with her, 1-800-259-9231 is the number. I'd love to hear from you, because all she does is just lie and lie and lie, and then she adds some more layers of lies on top of that. Really, it's so easy to debunk this woman, and this is the lady that's in charge of the DEA. It's so easy to do this. It's amazing to me.
The American people just don't spend any time thinking about it.
Let's continue with the lies from Karen's letter to the editor of the Denver Post. Today's marijuana is at least 8 times more potent than marijuana of the 1970s. Well, number one, that's questionable. Talk to some old hippies, okay, and ask them if they had really, really good weed back in the 1970s. They did. What Karen is basing this on is, if she's basing it on anything besides just pulling something out of her butt, is that when they confiscate marijuana, they grade it, and they might test the THC percentage in that confiscated marijuana. And there is a certain time period, I think in the 1970s, where they started essentially logging it. They started logging the amount that they confiscated and how much THC was in it. And THC is the active chemical in marijuana. And it's just possible that they were just seizing more Mexican commercial marijuana back in the 1970s. And now today they're just happen to be seizing more of the good stuff, the good chronic or the BC bud that's out there.
Well, I would say,
but either way,
I would say this is the weakest of the points that you have against this woman.
But even if it's true, that across the board marijuana is more than 8 times more potent.
It seems to be. Okay, computers are certainly more than 8 times faster than they were in 1998, let alone.
Even if it's true, it's good news. It's great news. The reason why is because one of her earlier points, she claims that marijuana's got cancer-causing chemicals. As we pointed out, it's not. There's never been one case of anyone ever coming down with cancer from smoking marijuana.
That's
so that's
true.
That's thrown out the window. But even if that was an issue, the fact that the marijuana is more potent means you don't have to smoke as much to get as high.
Mm.
So whereas you might have had to smoke an entire joint full of commercial cheap marijuana, if you're smoking stuff
eight
times
that much
as
more,
potent.
That much more plant matter, eight times as much plant matter as you had to inhale
you
into
to
your
smoke
lungs.
Eight times less. Or an eighth as much.
You're right. Hallelujah.
Okay.
We're saved.
Let's continue with the lies. So she says that thousands of adolescents' brains are still developing, suffer from depression. Well, wait. Kids have always been depressed. Just because you smoke marijuana doesn't mean you're going to be depressed. And if you're already depressed, smoking marijuana is not going to necessarily get you out of the depression, nor is it necessarily going to put you deeper in. You're already depressed, and you're a teenager, and you're angry at the world. You're addressing a problem that's existed for ages. And if you're not depressed, if you're not depressed, marijuana is not going to depress you. Sorry, it's just not. Let's go on here. She says, under most legalization plans, drugs would remain illegal for those under 21, but nearly a third of current drug users are teens, so a black market would still exist to supply them. Well, okay, so let's legalize it for everybody. Come on. We know that kids are still getting alcohol. Alcohol's legal for people over the age of 21, and kids get their hands on that every single weekend.
Well, I think that I don't know whether I don't agree with what you're saying there. I don't think that we should make marijuana legal for everyone.
Why?
Why? Because I'm.
Weren't you a teenager?
Yes.
Okay. Did you smoke marijuana?
Yes.
Did you drink alcohol?
Yes.
And do you think that the people that gave you those things should be thrown in jail because they gave it to you?
The alcohol? No.
Both.
The marijuana?
Yeah.
I'm just saying that.
Yeah, you're saying that because they were your friends, weren't they?
We should keep the rules the same. Well, the thing is what you're going to do
they'll
is...
They'll just break the rules.
Wait a second. For God's sakes, you've been ranting for a half an hour on it. Look, give me a second here. If you'll be selling marijuana in the same way that you'll be selling alcohol, mm-hmm. and you will if you legalize it, it's going to go to stores and not individuals, then you're going to have people...
So says you.
In all likelihood, do you see many
actually,
people selling bottles of liquor?
In Toronto, I believe it's Toronto, there are people just selling marijuana on the street.
It's because it's not entirely legal there either.
Okay, I'm just pointing it out.
I mean, are there marijuana stores? Do you go to a Marijuana R Us?
You can get it in stores as well. But go ahead. Your point.
Either way. And the fact that there's a cottage industry going on in Toronto doesn't prove anything. There's
your
not,
point
it's
is
not
what?
Happening in rum as far as rum
so
goes.
We should be stinging store owners for selling marijuana to kids? Is that what you're saying?
I think that that's a step in the right direction from where we're at. Absolutely.
Why don't we, I think it's a step in the right direction. I wouldn't oppose it, for sure. It'd be way better than having the black market we have today. But nonetheless, why don't we just allow parents to simply boycott stores that sell marijuana to kids? That would seem to be the most sensible option.
Why don't we... Go ahead and see if we can make marijuana as legal as alcohol is, and then we'll see where it goes from there.
All right, let's continue with her lies. She says, you only need to look at prohibition to see that criminalizing an activity suppresses it, and legalization increases it.
What?
You only need to look at prohibition to see that criminalizing an activity suppresses it, and legalization increases it.
You know, the statistics are, undeniably, Americans drink more liquor now than they did before prohibition. Because during Prohibition, it was difficult to get alcohol. So what fermented alcohol was in higher demand at one point than it is now, and it's based entirely on Prohibition, lady.
Where is she getting her statistics from, anyway? Because
she's not quoting any statistics.
No, she's certainly
she's
not.
She's saying crap.
Right, but even if she was getting statistics, let's imagine she's getting statistics about people drinking during Prohibition. Let's see, if I'm a Gallup pollster, and it's the 1920s, and I'm polling to find out who's still drinking during Prohibition, and I call you up, Mark, and you've got a flask in your hand on the other side of the phone. Hi, is this Mark Edge?
It is.
I'm doing a poll for Gallup to see if this Prohibition is having any effect on your alcohol consumption. Now, I promise you, we won't tell anybody what you're doing. This is totally private. Are you drinking alcohol these days?
Absolutely not.
As you take a swig from your hip flask. I mean, people are going to lie during Prohibition.
Sure they are.
Her statistics, if she has them, are skewed. So she goes on to say,
Well, during Prohibition, alcohol consumption fell almost 60%, and related liver cirrhosis and deaths fell dramatically. Well, Ms. Tandy, are you advocating re-prohibition of alcohol? Are you are you as insane as you sound?
Of course she is. If they do that, then the DEA will grow that much larger.
Oh,
she'll be in charge of more people, and she'll get a pay raise.
Bigger budget. Yes, you're right about that. She says today, alcohol consumption is 3 times greater than during Prohibition, and it's estimated to cost our country at least $184 billion a year in lost productivity, crime, and health care costs. Look, there's no doubt that alcohol is a scourge on society. I'm not a fan of it at all. I don't drink it personally. But I would never, ever say,
you can't do that. I will tell you, you cannot put this in your body. It's alcohol, it's bad for you, and I will prohibit you by law.
I would never tell anyone that, and nor will I tell them that about any other chemical or drug. It's your body, put in it what you want. It's your life. Finally, she says, in addition to directing the DEA, I'm a soccer mom, too. I do everything. I'm doing everything possible to keep drugs away from my own children and everyone else's. Not making drugs easier to get. No, legalization doesn't make it easier to get. It just makes it safer for those that are going to get it.
It would make it easier to get, but it would also make it, but more importantly, it would make it safer.
You already told me that marijuana was easier for kids to get than alcohol.
You're talking about marijuana. She said drug legalization.
Right.
So she immediately opened up the umbrella. The fact is, I couldn't get heroin tonight if I had to. All I'm going to get if I try to get heroin is arrested. Okay? Because
or a bag of sugar.
I'm a lily white idiot.
Yeah.
And I don't even know what I thought heroin was brown.
So's what I know.
Right. Us out buying heroin would really be a great home video.
Yo, you straight?
But right? I don't even know.
You holding?
I don't know what any of that terminology means. I can imagine. But the heroin would be easier to get, but it would also, in all likelihood, you would know what the dosage was that wouldn't kill you.
It would be pure. There have been, was it Chicago recently, where there have been a rash of heroin overdoses because of a bad batch of illegal heroin that hit the streets?
Happens every year.
If we want to keep people safe, legalization is the only answer. Do you disagree? 800-259-9231. Really, I want to know if you do. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war among the major term life companies, and you may be paying too much. Consider these possible rates. A man, age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, $1 million of coverage, is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man, age 50, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $113, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rates for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, there are great rates available for you as well. Termbusters specializes in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. So call this number now for a free quote.
800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. We're here 24 hours a day. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything, even in these remaining moments. The live Saturday edition. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is free. Archives, updates, Shrine of Female Listeners, bulletin board system, and more. We give it all away to you. And what do we ask in return? Well, number one, that you enjoy it. Enjoy the show. Share us with your friends. Spread us around. Because, again, we give it all away for free. But if you want to support us financially, you can do it on a voluntary basis. We've created the AMP program just for you. It's $3 a month, $3, that's less than the price of a cup of coffee, less than the price of a Happy Meal, but it goes a long way for us, because we get a bunch of people giving us $3 a month, we can reach our goal, and we do have a decently lofty goal. We're over about 15% of the way there, as a matter of fact. But Mark, what do we do with the money that comes in?
We spend it on advertising, marketing, and promoting Free Talk Live. Industry marketing, online marketing, we want to get more listeners and more radio stations.
And it's working. In fact, you can see the results. You can see exactly how we're spending the money, where we're spending the money at amp.freetalklive.com. You'll learn about the perks you get. Access to classic archives way, way back. And also access to the Amplifier-only phone lines, Amplifier-only forums, and more. amp.freetalklive.com. The best way to spread the message of freedom and liberty is AMP. Hands down. amp.freetalklive.com. All right, let's talk to Caleb. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Caleb in New Hampshire, as a matter of fact. Hello.
How you doing?
Hey, great. What's on your mind?
Well, first of all, I was listening to your drug thread, and my main comment on that is, how can you possibly make a plant illegal? I don't understand. It grows.
Well, Jesus apparently said that God made a mistake with marijuana, and he told this to Karen Tandy herself. And so that's why they're doing it, because there was a mistake.
I didn't read that in the Bible, but...
No, it's in the extra books that they left out.
Oh, okay, yeah, the Catholic Church.
No, it's ludicrous. It's a plant that grows in the wild.
It's the Apocrypha.
It's totally nuts.
Well, what I wanted to talk about, we're doing a new project here in New Hampshire. I call it Republic of New Hampshire, and it is an independence movement.
Oh, yes, a secession movement.
Well... if you like that word.
Oh, is that a dirty word now? Should we stay away from that?
No, you can use it. I like the word.
Okay.
Some people think it reminds people of slavery.
Hmm.
But, it just, at its most basic, it just means you're separating yourself.
Well, we are trying to free ourselves from the slavery that the federal government has imposed on people.
Good point.
Yeah.
Good point.
I think I like your movement. I've been to your website. It's republicofnh.org, is it not?
It is. I just had it redesigned. We've got a little bit of content up. Of course, we'd like to do more.
Right.
We've had some success today that I'd like to let you guys know about.
Okay.
Yeah, we went to a political gathering, a lot of Republican types there.
Hmm.
But Russell, one of the guys here, went around asking some of the state reps whether they would support it or not.
Really?
And several of them had said that they definitely would support it. One of the guys who's running for state rep called me today, and he said, hey, look, I want to take your Declaration of Independence, and I'd like to turn it into a bill.
Hmm.
And so he's doing that. Not only is he trying to craft it into a bill that he's got a state rep is going to hopefully endorse, but he's actually trying to get it inserted into the Democrat Party platform. Probably won't have a lot of success there, but at least it'll be fun trying.
Yeah, I think it's interesting that you're already receiving at least a semi-warm reception to this. I think it's fantastic because whenever we bring, whenever this mention of secession comes up amongst some of the Free State Project members or the libertarian movement at large, people just sort of... They step back like they're a vampire and a cross was just pulled out. And
yeah.
Like, oh no, people are going to think you're crazy.
Sure.
No, the government's going to roll tanks in. But really, I don't think it's that radical of an idea. I think a lot of people realize that the federal government is out of control and this is a sensible solution. And on top of that, as time goes on, when the Free State Project movement becomes more influential in New Hampshire, we're going to have ways to influence people. Free Talk Live is going to be on the air. Gardner Goldsmith, he's a guy that's on the air already in New Hampshire. He's got a huge, very popular show. You're involved with the Keene Free Press there in Keene, New Hampshire. I mean, so we already have at least three different media outlets to promote this idea.
And there will be more.
Yeah, there will be more because the ball has only just begun to roll on this. And the important thing about media is that it's influential. I mean, whether or not you agree or disagree with the people that you hear on the radio and read in the paper, a lot of people are swayed by these people's viewpoints simply because there's a newspaper and there's a microphone, and that for some reason gives individuals more influence over others. It's just the reality of the situation. So as we can popularize these ideas more and more, I think that this could become a reality someday, too. Much to the chagrin of those that just want to work in the system and continue slaving under the federal government.
Well, you know, that's a good point you make, because I think so much of the battle is letting people know that they're not weird when they think that other people are thinking the same thing.
Right.
When I talk to people, I find that, like, probably 75% of them are attracted to the idea in some way. But they're afraid that no one else will do it, that
sure.
It's not realistic, that maybe we should work for something less. Well, if we could get all those people to say, hey, we can do this, we might have what we need to do it.
They don't want to go out on a limb. And it's the same thing, going back to the drug issue, the marijuana issue specifically, it's the same thing there. There's millions of Americans that covertly, in their homes at night, smoke marijuana for recreational purposes, as opposed to drinking a six-pack of beer. But they're so scared to come out about it. They're so scared to come out of the closet and say, hey, you know what? I'm a doctor, and I smoke marijuana. Yeah, they're terrified because they believe that they'll be shunned. They believe that they'll be spat upon as a result of it, when in fact they're just one of millions. And so if we can let people know that, hey, you aren't crazy, these ideas aren't radical. In fact, that now we're popularizing these ideas, people are going to come on our side. And I think that I congratulate you, Caleb, for taking the lead on this and having the courage to come out in the forefront on it.
We appreciate that. And to anyone who is out there who would like to help, we can use your help in New Hampshire. Join the first 1,000.
Oh, yeah.
And join the Free State Project and move and come join us. And
there you
we'll
go. FreeStateProject.org. Thanks, Caleb. Appreciate hearing from you, sir. 800-259-9231. Hey, speaking of drug use, I can't call him our friend because we never met him, but we'd like to. John Stossel from ABC News. He's got an article over at RealClearPolitics.com. And back on the marijuana issue, he says, our elected officials say they're just like the rest of us. But that's a myth. The king can do no wrong is often closer to the truth. Consider drug use. In 1992, when presidential candidate Bill Clinton was asked about his drug use, he said, I have never broken the laws of my country. It was one of those lawyerly language tricks, which was revealed when a reporter later asked him about laws in other countries. He says, I'd never broken a state law. When I was in England, I did experiment with marijuana a time or two, and I didn't like it and didn't inhale. There was a smirk on his face. It was clear drug use was no big deal to him. Remember when he played the sax on TV? What got him the biggest laugh that night was talking about smoking dope. Quote, that's how I learned to inhale, by playing my saxophone. You blow it out and then you have to inhale, he said, grinning. and everyone applauded. What's fun? Even Vice President Al Gore did drugs too, quote, as a student and a few times in the Army. And so did other officials like Bill Bradley, Bruce Babbitt, Interior Secretary. Our current president simply admitted to mistakes in his youth. And his father, George H.W. Bush, when asked if he'd ever smoked grass, replied, no, but I'd hate to speak for my kids. It's something to chuckle about, apparently, if you're a politician. After all, more than 30 million Americans have tried cocaine. According to the latest national survey on drug use, 90 million Americans have used marijuana at least once. 90 million Americans. It's not a big deal, says Bill Clinton.
What, that's well over a third?
Yeah, yeah, of adults, for sure. But if it's no big deal, why did he and his vice president push for tougher drug laws with longer jail time? And why are we arresting more people than ever, more than 1.5 million Americans per year on drug charges? The biggest category of arrest is possession of marijuana. We arrest more people for marijuana than for rape, robbery, murder, aggravated assault combined. 8 out of 10 drug arrests are just for marijuana or just for drug possession, for exactly what the politicians admit to doing in their past. Ha ha! We'll smoke grass and joke about it, but you will lock up! Hypocrites. The hypocrisy also comes out when their friends and family get caught. Like 2008 presidential candidate John McCain, he's advocated tougher drug laws, but in the early 90s, his wife Cindy stole Percocet and Vicodin from a charity.
Oh my.
She was not prosecuted. Percocet and Vicodin are Schedule II drugs in the same legal category as opium. Each pill theft carries a penalty of 1 year in prison and a monetary fine. But Ms. McCain entered a pretrial diversion program and escaped without a criminal record. The son of Duke, death penalty for drug kingpins Cunningham in California, was convicted for possession of 400 pounds of marijuana. Mother Jones reported that in court, the congressman cried and pleaded for mercy, explaining that his son has a good heart and he works hard. The congressman, who denounced soft-on-crime liberal judges and railed against reduced minimum mandatory sentences for drug trafficking, won for his son the mercy he fought to deny others.
Absolutely.
Half of the federal so-called mandatory minimum sentences. So it's mandatory for us, but not for them. They're just better people than we are, aren't they?
That's how politics works every single time. Reward your friends, punish your enemies.
Sick, disgusting, anti-American. It's Beanie here with you.
And Mark.
We will see you Monday night online. In the meantime, you can join us at freetalklive.com. Everybody, have a great weekend.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizeDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.